He steps up middle of the field, fires deep left to the end zone, knocked away! And the Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions!
Now that you've had a little time to reflect on the 2015 season, before you look forward too much, what will you remember about 2015?
I think it was an exciting year, the last outdoor stadium ever for the Vikings. But probably more importantly, the players, how they performed, you know, the ups and downs throughout the season, but the way they continue to work, the way they continue to fight and do the things we ask them to do, how hard they try to get back from injuries, and really the camaraderie of the team.
Hey, I love this team, fellas. Bye.
Digs open! Caught.
What a catch!
He left his feet for a
what
touchdown!
A catch.
Stephon Diggs' first National Football League touchdown was absolutely spectacular.
How about your first year players, the rookie class?
Yeah, I thought they did well. You know, our scouts and Rick does a great job of identifying players that we want to target in the draft. There's a lot of input between us and the scouting staff with the coaches.
He'll loop it, intercepted on the tip. Trey Waynes, rise, Minnesota.
Danelle Hunter.
This young man has been sensational. That is his sixth sack of the year, and that leads all rookies.
He's sacked at the 2-yard line. He got in there like a shot.
As good a play as I've seen from a linebacker all season. Huge play by Eric Kendricks.
You know, the guys like Kendricks and Trey Waynes and Hunter and Edmund Robinson, I was watching him on tape yesterday. You know, these guys all have a chance to be big contributors for us. TJ Clemmings, you know, started every ball game, and we're hoping that they continue to improve, and we're hoping that we add some more guys like them.
Run to the rock. Run to the rock. Let's go, boy. Let's go, boy. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh,
did it.
God, congratulations, man.
You've said a lot of great things about Chad Greenway and what he brought. Terrence Newman seemed to play well, and you appreciate veterans and how they play the game, and they're smart and they know where to be. But do you also appreciate working with young players?
Yeah, I love the young players.
Not so much arms this time. Yeah, just let them hang nice loose.
You know, the good thing about them is you can kind of mold them into what you're trying to get them to be, trying to get them to understand what it's like to be a professional. But it's always great to have the veteran guys like Greenway and B-Rob and Terrence.
How's these young guys doing?
Good.
They good guys? Paying attention in the meeting room?
I got that part, though.
Those guys kind of help when we're not around. You know, we try to teach them the game of football and how to do things right, and they kind of teach them really the game of life and how to be a professional.
We have cold and colder than cold coming in for Sunday.
Into the game, it was -6, coldest game in the history of Minnesota football, and also the third coldest game in the history of the NFL.
Going back to the outdoor stadium that you mentioned earlier, when you took the job, what was your thought process with being in a temporary stadium for 2 years? Because that's an unorthodox way to operate a team.
Yeah, I was just hoping I made it to the stadium, to the new stadium, really. But, I called around and talked with some other guys, checked with other franchises, see how they've done it in the past. And really the mentality was, hey, we have to go play here for 2 years. Let's make it the best opportunity we can. I think our organization did a great job of trying to make it feel like it was home to us. But at the end of the day, it was the field's 100 yards long and back in the Hoosiers days. You know, it's who plays better on that day usually wins.
Rushing four, ball comes out of the hands of Newton. Picked up by T.J. Ward at the 4-yard line. Vaughn Miller did it again.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So watching the way Denver won the game and how Carolina's defense played too, Vikings fans, can they be encouraged by that to see a defense perform like that on the big stage?
Well, I do think anytime that you have a dominant defense that you have a chance to win a lot of football games. I think this year we played good defense. I don't think we're great.
This defense doesn't get the headlines as some of the other defenses around the NFL, but they have been one of the best.
Still a long way to go, but the way that they did it was impressive. You know, I feel good about the nucleus of our football team, but you know, what we did a year ago really doesn't matter. You know, I've got a new saying this year that good is the enemy of great. And so that's kind of going to be my mindset with the team.
Everybody in this division wants to see somebody knock off the Green Bay Packers. They have been on top for so long.
You won the division in 2015. When you think about a mindset and the psyche that you want your team to have, is it now we are the hunted, or is it we are still the hunters?
Well, you know, Mike, I think the biggest thing for me, the thing I've noticed about this offseason thus far.
I've never been more proud of a team.
You know, after we lost to Seattle in the playoff game, I feel more determined, more, you know, we almost had a taste of it. And it's like, I want to get back. I want to start grinding again. I want to get that feeling, but I want to go farther. And so I think I'm maybe more motivated than even I was in the first 2 years. I think just having a taste of it. And that's kind of how I've been feeling this offseason. When the team comes back and we start getting back in the conditioning and all that stuff, then I'll think more about how we have to approach it with the team. But I know personally for myself, I feel more motivated than ever.